United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan says a Cyprus peace settlement needs to be negotiated by the end of March if both the Greek and Turkish parts of the divided island are to join the European Union by May 1st. Mr. Annan also told reporters that security continues to be the essential condition for any UN return to Iraq. Mr. Annan emerged from a meeting with European Commission President Romano Prodi to tell reporters that he still hopes to broker an agreement to reunify Cyprus, but that time for such a deal is running out. The internationally recognized Greek Cypriot side is scheduled to join the European Union on May 1st. If no arrangement can be reached for the island's reunification, Turkish Cypriots would remain isolated, and Turkey could very well see its own bid to become an EU member jeopardized. The EU says a Cyprus solution is not a condition for Turkey to begin accession talks with the Union, but would be helpful. Turkey last week indicated that it wants to restart negotiations on the UN blueprint for reuniting Cyprus. Those talks fell apart last year when Turkish Cypriot leader Rauf Denktaş insisted that his breakaway mini-state be given international recognition. Mr. Denktaş now says he is ready to return to the negotiating table. Mr. Annan says an accord has to be struck by the end of March to leave time for both parts of Cyprus to hold referenda.
The plan on the table does envisage that the parties may have the possibility of negotiating changes to the plan. It also indicated that where they were not able to agree, they may give me the authority to fill in the gaps, which means that if you work backwards, ideally, we should try and have an agreement between the parties by end of March. To be able to have the simultaneous referenda in April to meet the May 1st deadline.
Mr. Annan says that all parties must show the political will to reach a settlement if both sides of the island are to join the EU. The UN Secretary General is due to meet with Cypriot President Tasos Papadopoulos soon. On another subject, the Secretary General insisted on what he called appropriate security measures before he will authorize sending a UN team to Iraq to study whether elections can be held there before the planned transfer of sovereignty to Iraqis by the end of June.
We are concerned. I know the coalition assures me they are doing everything they can, including training Iraqi police and army to pacify the situation. We are preparing ourselves to be able to go back. But security will be determinant.
Mr. Annan withdrew UN staff from Iraq last October after a bombing at UN headquarters in Baghdad 2 months earlier that killed his special envoy and several other UN employees. Roger Wilkerson, VOA News, Brussels.